You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues this series on the gifts of the Spirit by exploring the divine reason behind the Word of Wisdom. This isn't just a supernatural download, it's a weapon of clarity, guidance, and spiritual authority. When God speaks through this gift, destinies are redirected, decisions are transformed, and the will of heaven is made known on the earth. Our key verse for today is James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peace-loving, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, free of hypocrisy. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we laid the groundwork by asking, what is the word of wisdom? And we learned that it's not human insight or an educated guesswork. It is supernatural words from the Holy Spirit, released in a moment that reveals God's wisdom for a specific situation. But now we ask the next question. Why does God give this gift? What is its purpose? What does it accomplish when it's active in the life of a believer and in the church? Now, to answer that, we have to go beyond just defining the gift and begin understanding the power behind it. Because when God releases a word of wisdom, He's not just trying to make you sound spiritual. He's advancing His will. He's breaking confusion. He's redirecting your path or someone else's, so that what happens next isn't just good, it's God. So let's start with this truth. The word of wisdom is a gift of direction. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." These are times in life where the road ahead looks like a maze. Too many voices, too many options, too much pressure. And then the Spirit of God speaks. A word of wisdom comes. Suddenly, the fog clears. You see what's true. You know what to do. That's the purpose of this gift. It provides direction when natural understanding falls short. Now, this reminds me of Moses in Exodus chapter 18. The people were lining up day and night to get judgments from him. He was overwhelmed, burned out, doing way too much. And that's when Jethro, his father-in-law, gives him a strategy: delegation. Appoint godly leaders to judge the simple cases and bring the hard ones to Moses. That word wasn't just practical, it was divinely wise, and it preserved the leadership structure of Israel. A word of wisdom doesn't just solve problems, it prevents destruction. Now let's shift to the second reason that this gift is so powerful. It reveals heaven's strategy here on earth. When the Holy Spirit releases a word of wisdom, it's not just to make your life easier. It's to align your actions with what God is doing in the spirit realm. Remember, we're not just natural people navigating natural challenges. We are spiritual warriors operating under the authority of the kingdom of God. This is what Jesus modeled again and again. In John chapter 5, verse 19, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing." Jesus didn't wing it. He followed heaven's lead. And when you receive a word of wisdom, what you're receiving is a glimpse into what the Father is doing. You're hearing His counsel. You're receiving His plan. And when you obey it, you step into divine timing. This ties into what happened in Acts chapter 27. Paul is on a ship headed for disaster. A violent storm is threatening to destroy everyone on board. The crew is panicking. The situation looks hopeless. And then Paul says in verse 21 through 24, "Men, you should have followed my advice and not have set sail from Crete. Yet now I urge you to keep up your courage, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For this very night, an angel of God, to whom I belong, stood before me saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. God has graciously granted you all those who are sailing with you.'" Now, Paul speaks with divine insight, not just comfort, but a course of action. That's the word of wisdom, and because of it, they survived. The word of wisdom is not just for comfort. It's for course correction. Sometimes the Holy Spirit releases it to keep you from making a tragic decision. And other times, it's the answer that you have been crying out for in prayer. And sometimes, it's not just for you, it's for someone else. This gift doesn't just bring personal direction. It brings corporate protection. The word of wisdom is powerful because it confirms God's will with clarity. And so many believers are wandering around asking God, "What do you want me to do?" And while God speaks in many ways through his scripture, prayer, and his peace, he also speaks through this gift. And when he does, it carries clarity that silences every other voice. It breaks doubt. It releases peace. And it doesn't require constant confirmation. Because when the word of wisdom is released, your spirit knows it's from God. This is where James chapter 1, verse 5 becomes real. "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." God is not stingy with his wisdom. He is not hiding his will. He is ready to speak. The question is, are we listening? That brings us to the next dimension of this gift. The word of wisdom often carries supernatural timing. You could have the right answer, but release it in the wrong moment and create confusion. But when the Holy Spirit releases a word of wisdom, it's always on time. It doesn't just fix the problem, it fits the moment. This is why Jesus told the disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 through 20, "But when they hand you over, do not worry about how or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but it is the Spirit of your Father who is speaking in you." That's a word of wisdom in action. You don't need to rehearse. You don't need to rely on the Spirit. And when the moment comes, he will speak. But here's where we need to pause and get real. Because sometimes we miss the word of wisdom. Not because God isn't speaking, but because we are not still enough to hear. We are too busy, too distracted, too consumed with our own opinions. But Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." If we want to receive his wisdom, we have got to stay near his mouth. That means spending time in his word. That means cultivating a prayer life that listens, not just makes lists. That means learning to discern the whisper of the Holy Spirit in a world full of noise. Now, with that said, why does God give the word of wisdom? Let me give you three clear purposes. Number one, to provide direction for the next step, whether it's in your personal life, leadership, or ministry. The word of wisdom reveals the next right move when nothing else makes sense. Number two is to resolve conflicts or crisis. The gift cuts through deception and confusion, restoring order and peace where chaos has reigned. Number three, to align people with the will of God. The word of wisdom brings people back into alignment with heaven's plan. It's not opinion, it's divine instruction that draws people into obedience. And here's where it gets personal. Some of you are in a place right now where you need this gift. You're praying for direction. You're trying to make a decision about your family, your calling, your relationships, or your next move. And you feel like you've hit a wall. Well, let me encourage you. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what to do. He's not confused. He's not late. And he's ready to speak. But here's what I have learned. The word of wisdom is not released to the proud. It's released to the surrendered. You don't demand it. You receive it. You don't manipulate it. You wait for it. And when it comes, you don't sin on it. You obey it. So if you're waiting for a word of wisdom, ask yourself, am I positioned to hear it? Am I willing to receive it? Am I ready to obey it? Because sometimes God delays the word, not because he's distant, but because he knows we're not ready to respond. But the moment we say, Lord, I trust you, speak and I will obey, he releases the wisdom that makes the crooked path straight. Now, as we bring this to a close, let's reflect on this powerful truth. The word of wisdom is not just a gift. It's a lifeline. It's not just revelation. It is divine navigation. It's how God moves his people through storms, through confusion, through impossible moments. And when this gift flows in the body of Christ, you'll see families restored, ministries realigned, kingdom assignments fulfilled. Because we're not guessing, we're hearing from God. So I want to leave you with this. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom, not just general wisdom, but that now word. The word of wisdom for the season that you are in right now. Then listen. And when he speaks, obey. Because the greatest breakthroughs in your life will come not just through power, but through spirit-led precision. Tomorrow, we'll learn how to recognize and receive the word of wisdom when it comes, so that you don't just hear the voice of God, but learn how to respond to it in faith and obedience. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.